Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jolene Smith. Good morning to you, Jolene.
Good morning, Lamont.
And we are going to, first of all, talk about Earth Day coming right up.
It is Saturday, April 22nd. And we are going to have a cleanup at Shelburgh's again this year. And being it's on a Saturday, we're going to try and do something different and have the cleanup start at 11 with trash bags and just going around the lake and in the ditches. And at noon, we will be cooking hot dogs and chips and cookies for everybody that comes out and helps us clean up the park.
You know, isn't it just something? It's kind of like keeping a house clean. You always have to do it again.
It always is. And out there, the problem is the weeds. And they kind of self-sow in our flower beds.
Of course. And then things like plastic bags and so on. Oh, yeah. You know, you hope everybody picks them up, but stuff blows in.
Yeah. We'd like to thank everybody for keeping it clean. But things, if you've ever been out there, the wind blows. And it blows. Mm-hmm. And it blows all this stuff in from other places, but the park has been a lot cleaner in the last couple of years we've done this, but still things blow in, and or you might be carrying something and it gets away from you and you can't chase it.
Yeah. So true.
You do need a cleanup day.
Yes. And okay, I hate to even ask this, but if it's really raining, what do you do?
I think the sprinkles we have now, we're just going to go ahead right with it, because we do have a canopy to put keep the food in that under, and unless it's storming, then it will be canceled.
Yeah,
but listen
lightning
to KJAN for,
okay, you bet,
for the cancellation,
yes,
if we
and,
have one.
And probably on Facebook,
yes,
and whatever.
Yeah.
There's ways to let people know, but yes. So how are things going at Shelburgh's?
Oh, we are so excited. We did get, well, pending.
And Facebook,
yes,
and whatever.
Yeah.
There's ways to let people know, but yes. So, how are things going at Shelburgh's?
Oh, we are so excited. We did get, well, pending, the Enchant Iowa grant. We have $3,000 yet to raise in 30 days. So that does not sound like it's going to be a big, big problem.
Well, when you look back at the amount that's been raised and all the work that's been done, you know, for our personal budgets, $3,000 sounds like a lot. But when you're talking about the whole community, $3,000 isn't so much.
No, it really isn't. And we're going to have a donation box out at cleanup day for anybody that would like to come out and put their $5, $10 in. It doesn't have to be a large amount, because the little amounts add up too.
You bet.
Or anybody with a large amount can come out and drop it in the box too.
Of course, send it to Parks and Rec, or they can stop at City Hall.
Yes, they can drop it off at City Hall. They will gladly take it. They have an envelope there just marked for that project.
Okay, so several ways to donate.
So we're just so excited that things are going to start moving out there.
And what is that, and what are the next plans? What is this going to help cover?
We are going to put a shelter, restroom, shower in the camping area, and a shelter on the west side, and hopefully a restroom too. And we need gravel, of course, in the west parking lot, but we're working on that. And just those are the two main projects, because they have to be flood resistant, because it is in a floodplain, so they have, and of course, damage resistant, so things are expensive. But that will be, and then get a person out there to monitor the campground, and hopefully Memorial Day we will open and campers can come out.
Wow, that's not very far away.
I know it isn't, but look at the years we've been working on this.
Sure.
But
the plans are in place.
Yes.
And that does mean, as I understand, when you're talking about shelters, that if families want to gather there, that's a possibility.
Oh, yes, yes. And another thing is a handicap boat dock on Lake 3. And it will be on the east end, and Plastic Professionals has agreed to, I think, put it in and give us a really good price on it. There will be a kayak place where you can tie up your kayaks when you go kayaking out there, and just a lot of good things for families to come out and do. And, of course, there's still walking and biking and
Dog park,
yes. It looks so nice this year. And, of course, the trees are still
and
small.
We hope, you know, a lot of people have been out there, but if you haven't been to Shelburgh's, you really need to go out and take a look, because you'll, I think, be pleasantly surprised.
Yes, you will. It's kind of the little secret at the north end of Atlantic if you haven't been out there to see it.
And but there's signs from several directions,
signs
so you can find it for sure.
We did work on the flower beds a little. If anybody would like to adopt a flower bed, it's just getting too much for the park board to do it. And, of course, we'll have to see what happens with the construction. We might lose one of them, but still we need somebody to kind of come out and help with the flower beds. And
those, it helps if there is more than once a year on those. Somebody come out several, maybe, I don't know, once a month, once every quarter. Sometime you can kind of tell what's happening around town when the weeds are really getting tall. They're probably getting tall out at Shelburgs.
That's true.
And I think you have worked on a specific butterfly garden. Is it one of the, at least one?
We have two butterfly gardens out there, and they were put in probably 5-6 years ago. And they really, really need redoing. I have a Boy Scout that I think this is his project he's going to take on. But if anybody would like to help us, we do have some. I found some more prairie smoke plants yesterday when I was looking out there. And we want native plants in it and plants that, of course, butterflies like, because we do want butterflies out there. But these two gardens really need redone because they're past the stage of.
Again, it's kind of like anybody who does gardening knows that it's always a work in progress. It's never ended. And you know, some people go, that's why I don't garden. But for other people, that's part of the joy, is to see what happens next.
Yes, get outside and enjoy the lakes and the birds and the flowers and everything. And you always meet somebody out there to talk to. So
that's true.
And we do have some benches out there, but we will be trying to get more benches because, of course, this grant will not cover the benches and the picnic tables. So we'll need a fundraiser for that, too.
As I say, work in progress.
Yes.
So let's go back to Earth Day a little bit. Hopefully there are a number of other organizations and entities that are talking about Earth Day. I've seen some things on TV and so on. Earth Day, can you give us a little background about Earth Day?
Well, the idea came from Senator Galen Nelson. He was a U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, and he witnessed how much we throw away and it's in the landfill. So he decided that we needed to have an environmental movement. So in 1970, he started this, and it's gone international, really, because they do it all over the world now. And I think it has made a lot of difference because we don't see quite as much trash. We recycle now. It's just helped the environment.
And, of course, that's kind of what it's all about. We need to take care of this space we have because, it's, well, some nature does some destruction. I mean, we have floods and that kind of thing. But the major kind of problems that are caused are by us, we who live here.
Oh, yeah, because there's, of course, the burning and then the smoke, which I think Nebraska's kind of fighting that right now from the smoke
in
from
Kansas. Yeah.
And we do recycle the aluminum cans, but it's just this is another never-ending thing that we just have to keep on top of to keep our earth clean and our water supply clean.
So I just encourage, too, the folks that volunteer to go out and pick up the ditches, that needs to continue because some of the stuff is from stuff people throw there, but again, some of it gets blown in. I mean, there's various reasons. And so we have to give kudos to those groups that are doing the ditch cleanup because that's a big job.
Yeah, it is. And so we do thank everybody that does pick up after themselves. And we were out there yesterday, Mary Strong and I, looking at the flower beds, and there was a fisherman out there, and you would not believe the size of this fish he caught.
Wow.
He says, I caught one bigger yesterday. So the fishing is good out there.
And that's something we hadn't really mentioned. You mentioned kayaking, but fishing.
Fishing,
And never been my cup of tea, but some people, that's love it, and it's a good kind of getting away from things, I think.
Kind of relaxing. Yes. You sit and watch the water.
And then if you catch a
fish.
Yeah, and if you catch a fish, wow, that's just a bonus for all that. So that's great to know, too.
I used to when I was younger with my grandparents, but we haven't fished for years now.
And so how many lakes are there where there would be fish at Chilburgs?
Well, there's three lakes. They stocked them a couple years ago, and this was on Lake 3 that he was fishing, and I don't know about the other two, if there's what's on them for sure.
But check it out. So, and I think we want to remind people that on the lake, there's no big motorboat kinds of things, but you can do boating.
Okay, you can do a boat without a wake.
Okay. So remind us quickly about the cleanup day on April 22nd is what time and where do we meet?
Saturday, April 22nd, meet in the west parking lot at Shelburgs, and we will give you a sack. You can go around and pick up whatever you find along the lake. It starts at 11, and at 12, we will be cooking hot dogs, chips, and cookies for your lunch and for helping us do this.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jolene Smith, for visiting with us, and thanks to everybody who's doing their part. Until next time, here's a thought from David Sarnoff. Man, people, is still the greatest miracle and the greatest problem on Earth.